Hello and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today is Sunday, March 20th, and there have been a lot of big signings recently. All right, let's get right into it. Carlos Correa, who is considered by many to be one of the top free agents of the offseason, signs with the Twins for 3 years and $105 million. I think this is a really good signing for both sides. For the Twins, it's only a three-year deal. They only have to pay him up until he's 30. He's 27 right now, so he'll be there for the heart of his prime and his best years. And for Correa, he gets a lot of money. He gets over $30 million a year. I think along with Jorge Polanco, who will probably move over to second base to make room for Correa, they'll combine for one of the best power-hitting middle infields. They hit a combined 59 homers last year, the two players. Polanco hit 33, Correa hit 26. Chris Bryant signs with the Rockies for 7 years and $182 million. This is very surprising as well. The Rockies just seem like a super random place to sign, but he'll definitely get lots of playing time. He'll probably split his time in the field between third base and left field. But also, the Rockies don't seem to be going anywhere. Since 2010, they've only made the playoffs twice and have never made it past the NLDS. They're also in a really tough division. The Dodgers are really good. The Giants, their division mate, who Bryant just left, even without Chris Bryant, are still really good. But maybe he was thinking more about the future, not the current, the short term. He already has a World Series win with the Cubs. Maybe he's less focused on winning now and more focused on building a team for the future and watching it grow around him. Here's another big signing. Trevor Story signs with the Red Sox for 6 years and $140 million. He'll probably play second base alongside Xander Bogaerts, who will stay at shortstop. This is another good signing for both sides. The Red Sox, this is surprising, the Red Sox. It really looked like they're rebuilding after trading Mookie Betts in their very bad 2020, but they bounced back and made it all the way to the ALCS as a wild card team last year. Trevor Story, he gets a lot of money, and I think he makes a good Red Sox lineup even better. Now, a little bit of a smaller signing, but still a big impact. Jorge Soler signs with the Marlins for 3 years and $36 million. He definitely brings the Marlins some much-needed power. They hit the third least homers out of all MLB teams last year, and he fills their new DH role that the Marlins, they needed someone for that. But personally, I think they overpaid. $12 million a year seems like a little much for somebody who had negative WAR and below average OPS plus during the regular season last year. I think there's definitely some recency bias involved because he was just the World Series MVP and had a great postseason. But maybe they're hoping that he can continue that hot streak from October into this year. Kyle Schwarber signs with the Phillies for 4 years and $79 million. He's coming off a career year with the Red Sox and Nationals in 2021. He set a career high in WAR and OPS last season, and he'll probably balance his time between left field and the new DH spot with another new outfield signing by the Phillies, Nick Castellanos, who signs with them for 5 years and $100 million. He's another player coming off a career year. He was a first-time All-Star and won a Silver Slugger in 2021. After a very disappointing 2020 with the Reds, he lived up to his contract in his second year with Cincinnati last year. But he opted out of his four-year contract this offseason. I think this is the year that the Phillies might actually win and make the playoffs, but I've also said that for the last 4 years, so we'll see. And finally, the final signing I'll be talking about today, Freddie Freeman, signs with the Dodgers for 6 years and $162 million. Personally, I think it's sad he didn't re-sign with the Braves, but I understand why not. Reportedly, the Braves only offered him a five-year deal, and he wanted 6 years just because he's already 32 and definitely wants some security later on. And he enters into a very good Dodgers lineup. They're basically an all-star team. Plus, Freddie Freeman himself has been phenomenal. He's had an OPS above 890 since 2016 every single year. And remember, average is about 700. But it's like I said, he's already 32. They'll be paying him $27 million a year until he's 38. I'll be surprised if he can keep up his recent production for that long, but like I said, for the moment, the Dodgers are very, very good. thanks for listening to today's episode. It was written, recorded, and produced by me, Cam Weld. Thank you to Fangraphs, Baseball Reference, and Spotrac for providing resources for this episode. If you enjoyed, please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. And, as always, I'll see you in the next one.